What if I told you that a $150,000 MBA might be one of the worst investments you could make? That's the revolutionary premise behind Josh Kaufman's The Personal MBA. Instead of joining the ranks of debt-laden business school graduates, what if you could master the fundamental principles that actually drive business success on your own? This idea resonated so deeply that it sold over 500,000 copies worldwide and earned praise from business titans like Charlie Munger, who built his fortune without formal business education. The truth is, business success comes not from credentials, but from understanding how businesses actually work. And that knowledge is more accessible than you might think. At its core, every business follows a simple formula. Create something valuable that people want, sell it at an acceptable price, deliver it well, and generate enough profit to continue. Without any of these elements, you don't have a business. This framework consists of five interconnected processes: value creation, identifying and solving needs; marketing, building awareness and demand; sales, converting prospects; value delivery, fulfilling promises; and finance, managing revenue and costs. This model applies universally, from local bakeries to global tech companies like Apple. When a business struggles, you can quickly pinpoint which component needs work. Is the product desirable? Are people aware of it? Are prospects converting? Is delivery consistent? Is it financially sustainable? This framework helps decode why businesses succeed or fail, whether it's a restaurant with excellent food but poor marketing, or a tech startup with strong sales but weak delivery. It reveals bottlenecks and opportunities across any industry. Our brains evolved for survival in environments vastly different from today's business world, explaining why we often procrastinate despite knowing better. Your brain has three layers: the hindbrain, survival functions; midbrain, emotions and patterns; and forebrain, logical thinking. The midbrain and hindbrain operate automatically, with conscious thought more like a radio announcer commenting on these automatic processes. As a physical system, your brain's performance depends on nutrition, exercise, and sleep. Poor maintenance of these fundamentals impairs decision-making. We function as perceptual control systems, like thermostats maintaining acceptable boundaries. Each system has a reference level. When perceptions violate this range, we act to regain control. This explains varying tolerances for things like household cleanliness. Instead of fighting these natural tendencies, create environments that support desired behaviors through guiding structure rather than relying on depleting willpower. Customers pay for solutions that improve their lives. The most successful businesses excel at value creation, whether serving many customers with modest benefits or few with substantial ones. Value comes in 12 core forms: product, tangible items; service, paid assistance; shared resource, communal assets; subscription, recurring benefits; resale, wholesale to retail; lease, asset usage; agency, selling others' goods; audience aggregation, advertising access; loan, lending; option, future rights; insurance, risk coverage; and capital, ownership stakes. Strong businesses often combine multiple forms. Magazines pair subscriptions with advertising, while travel sites blend product sales with insurance and ads. Perceived value varies based on results and customer effort. A pool owner might pay $50 for cleaning supplies, but $250 monthly for service. Same outcome, different effort levels. Test ideas quickly with potential customers. Build prototypes, gather feedback, and iterate. Use shadow testing to validate assumptions by pre-selling products transparently while they're in development. In our information-saturated world, attention is our scarcest resource. People filter ruthlessly, focusing only on what they value. Quality attention must be earned by outshining alternatives. Being remarkable is the key to attracting attention, creating something that naturally generates conversation. Vibram Five-Finger shoes, with their distinctive frog feet design, turn customers into advertisers when curious strangers ask about them. Without mass marketing, their sales tripled annually since 2006, exceeding $10 million in 2009. Seth Godin's purple cow metaphor illustrates this perfectly. While brown cows are forgettable, a purple one demands attention by breaking expectations. Design your offer to spark natural curiosity. Don't try to appeal to everyone. Focus on your probable purchaser, like Harley's weekend warriors, middle-aged men seeking power through disposable income. Target those perfectly suited to your offering. Marketing works best when it emphasizes the desired end result tied to core human drives. People don't buy business books for information alone, they want prosperity. Women don't just buy lipstick for color, they purchase beauty and confidence. Finance is watching money flow through a business, allocating it effectively, and measuring results. Business success isn't about revenue, it's about profit, which means bringing in more than you spend. For survival, revenue must exceed expenses within a reasonable time frame. Every business must capture some portion of the value it creates as profit. Value capture requires finding the sweet spot. Retain enough profit to sustain operations while ensuring customers see clear value in their purchase. People buy when they perceive getting more value than they're spending. Profit isn't the ultimate goal, but rather a means to create value, cover expenses, and support stakeholders. There are four ways to increase revenue: serve more customers, increase transaction size, increase purchase frequency, and raise prices. Focus on ideal customers who buy early and often, spend more, spread the word, and accept premium prices. For profitability, understand both fixed costs, ongoing regardless of production, and variable costs, tied to production volume. Your body and mind are tools for accomplishing goals. Productivity centers on focusing complete energy on a single subject, achieving a state called mono-idealism, or flow. This requires eliminating distractions, as your mind needs 10-30 minutes to become fully absorbed. Multitasking is a myth. Your brain actually switches between tasks, incurring a cognitive switching penalty each time. This context switching burns energy without progress, explaining why a day of multitasking can leave you exhausted with little accomplished. Every task requires one of four actions: completion, deletion, delegation, or deferment. Identify two or three most important tasks, MITs, to focus your energy where it matters most. Time management is actually energy management. Your energy follows both 24-hour circadian and 90-minute ultradian rhythms, with natural upswings for deep focus and downswings requiring recovery. Successful professionals treat work scientifically, testing approaches, measuring results, and refining methods. Before improving any system, understand its current operation through key performance indicators, KPIs, which measure critical components without data overload. The Pareto principle shows that a minority of inputs produce the majority of outputs. Focus on these critical factors, but recognize when further optimization costs exceed returns. Business resilience requires zero debt, low overhead, substantial cash reserves, multiple revenue streams, flexible workers, and backup systems for core processes. Business isn't complicated, it's vast. Understanding these fundamental principles enables confident navigation of any business situation. The most valuable business education comes from applying these timeless principles through constant experimentation. That's the true personal MBA.